Ordinary Average Guy Podcast number 28. No, Luke, I am not your podfather.
You can't stay to face the music that wants to fly from your heart to be truthful to whatever you are. So you close your eyes and you throw it all away. You've left the building. It seems easier that way, but beneath the surface, you know what you must do. Your love is calling. It is reaching out to you. Don't throw your love away. Don't throw your love away. Don't throw your love away. Mm-hmm. Running forward, never turn back. Your life is waiting for you to find your track. Just stop hiding behind being in control. I want to see you laughing in the middle of it all. No, you can't stay to face the music that wants to fly from your heart to be truthful to whatever you are.
Buddy, how you doing? This is Bob Bickler, and it is the Ordinary Average Guy podcast. I wouldn't want you to get confused. A little different opening tonight. Trying something different. Don't worry. Neil's not gone. The music's not gone. We're going to get back to that. This was just something a little different tonight I felt like doing, since it's just been a kind of different day for me. It's Sunday, August 21st. And this is episode 28 of the Ordinary Average Guy. And what you just heard was the Elizabeth... Hold on a second here. I knew I'd blow this. It's the Elizabeth Loninger Quartet. And she's out of New York. And, of course, she's on the Podsafe Music Network. And that song is called Beneath Your Surface. And I just thought that was a really cool song. And I wanted to lead it off with tonight's podcast. So, a little something different tonight. Don't worry. We'll play Neil's song later. We'll get to that. Some talk about that later. Because I actually got some comments about that, too. So, we'll get to that later. Doing things, like I said, a little different tonight, a little different opening there. And no, Luke, I am not your podfather. More like his evil, illegitimate half-brother than anything else. But I just thought I'd have some fun there with a toy. One of my son's little doodads that he got. You know, I heard him playing with it before. I said, oh, now there's something I could use for the podcast. So, hang on one second here. Okay, we're back after... Oh, quite a bit of time, actually. Seems that my wife was trying to get hold of me. There was some police presence outside my house. And no, Armand. It didn't mean they were setting off fireworks again. I didn't call them this time. There was a traffic stop going on. And since there were several occupants to the car, it required the use of several police cars. I think at one point there was 5 here, in fact. Not sure exactly what was going on. I'm kind of peering from the windows and didn't want to get involved. Didn't want to get, you know, bother the officers while they were working. But it looks like at least one person's going to get taken away. So I'm not sure whether it was a traffic stop in DWI or outstanding warrant or something along those lines. Not really sure, but just some interesting things to deal with. So actually, this was pretty cool because I got to actually test a couple different things by taking this break. Now I've used the pause button in Cast Blaster before, but this time I actually went in and edited part of the show out because I this is not really the first time I came back. I came back and started again and was lost and didn't remember where I was and so on and so forth. So I went in and edited it out and then started recording again and appended what you hear now onto what I originally recorded earlier. So we'll have to see how this all comes out. It should be interesting. Lots to discuss. It's been a while since we've done a podcast. What, about 5 days? I think the last one was Tuesday night, and this is Sunday. Been a busy, busy 5 days. We've had podcasters meetings and work and practices and one thing after another and lots of things going around the house, you know, trying to get things all organized and getting ready for the back to school and what have you. So I really just haven't had a chance to podcast. But interestingly enough, you know, I've not been totally out of the podcasting loop. There's been a lot going on. A lot more listeners these days. I tell you what, why don't I start with the podcasting meeting? That'd probably be a good place to start. We had a nice time. We met at a Panera Bread, which was much more quieter than the Starbucks we met the first time. No noise and stuff like that. It was really a good meeting. We discussed a few things, still trying to get ideas where we want to go with this group. We have a really wide range of podcasters in our group. We have several who are very much into not just podcasting, but also, I guess it's vlogging. Oh, no, actually, they don't even do a vlog. Maybe it's video casting. I don't know what you'd call it, but they're very much video-oriented. Gene from Hometown Tales and Chris from The Martini Shot. Now, obviously, Chris is, you know, his whole podcast is about, you know, not homemade, but amateur filmmaking, I guess is what you'd call it. And it's all about tips and tricks and how to do things and so on and so forth. So obviously he's very interested in doing video. And Gene from Hometown Tales, his whole thing started with a video show. It was, you know, it still is actually a cable access show here in New Jersey. And the podcast was something he did as an adjunct to the program. And actually the podcast has gotten more popular than the TV show. So now he's trying to play with video also through iTunes. And I guess they're all getting ready for the day, the rumored day when the video iPod comes out, if that's what they're going to call it. Who knows what they're going to call it. So they were there. Lynette was there from the Scrapcast. Harry Gilchrist from Audioblogging 2.0 and also from the NJ Podcast webpage. Who else? Garrett from Haunted New Jersey, which is a new podcast that's starting up. They have another video thing. They're more video people. They're trying to hawk a DVD. Ernie's podcast is interesting. Not necessarily something I'd want to listen to, and it's no offense to Ernie, but Ernie is in public relations, and he works with people who are trying to, I guess, work with the government. So I don't know if you'd call him a, oh God, what's the term I'm looking for? He does public relations for people, for groups and stuff, trying to, you know, get in with the government. There's a term there, and I'm just losing it, and I'm blank. Oh, what is that? Oh, well, not important. So he was there. Of course, Chris's girlfriend, Erin, was there, and she told us she's working on a podcast about animation. Can't wait to hear that. And a few more people who I'm just forgetting right now, and my apologies for forgetting you. We had a good group, discussed a lot of things, trying to figure out what we want to do with the group, where we want to go. You know, do we want to be, how active do we want to be? Do we want to have board members and all sorts of stuff? But then, of course, you know, we had the more pressing issues like where are we going to meet next month? And things like that. We worked out a few other things. I came home that night, did a few cross promos for that's who else was there. Brad from Whole Lot of Nonsense podcast. Sorry about that, Brad. I remembered him because I did a cross promo for him afterwards. I came home and recorded a whole bunch of them. One for Chris, one for Brad, one for Lynette. And they were all real excited to get that. In fact, Lynette's already used hers. Oh, that's what, you know, I should have taken a clip of that. I wonder if I could just play it here through, let's see if we can do that. Let's bring up iTunes. And, you know, that was really weird because basically I used the same song I used for the opening and, you know, that, you know, drum solo. And I just recorded it. You know, here we go. Wait, let's listen to the beginning of Scrapcast number 11.
Cast 11. Today is
Thursday.
Oh,
that's not it. Let's try it again.
I haven't played any mashups in a while and, you know, I just decided.
Jeez.
August 18th,
what is wrong with me? How am I going to get this right? There we go.
Hey, this is Bob Bickler from The Ordinary Average Guy, and you're listening to Lynette on the Scrapcast.
Thank you, Ordinary Average Guy, for that little cross promo you sent me. It was quite the gem to find in my mailbox. You rock, Bob.
You hear that?
Well,
I rock.
Welcome to
All right, we're going to stop Lynette there because we don't want to steal her Scrapcast. That's all hers. So Lynette used it right away, and I rock, according to Lynette, I guess. I don't know. But it was fun doing all that stuff. Working on others, too. If you'd like to do some cross promos where I'll do one for you and you do one for me, just leave me a note. So that was the podcasters meeting. Had a lot of fun there. Got a lot accomplished. From there, what else did we do this week? Oh, Thursday night was the big Hawaiian party down at the community pool. That was okay. Not as big as crowd as some other years. Kids loved it, you know, spent the whole night in the pool until like 8:30, quarter to 9 at night. The food was absolutely horrible. I mean, it just was disgusting. Putrid. Ugh. Hamburgers, hot dogs, and pizza. And some of the worst tasting hamburgers, hot dogs, and pizza I've ever had. They get the pizza from a local pizzeria, and it's not a very good pizzeria. I mean, it's probably the worst pizzeria in town. It, you know, in fact, it's probably worse than, like, Domino's, for God's sakes. I don't know why they continue to go to this place. They must have an in with them, but... And no, I won't mention it, because God knows who listens to this thing. But, and then the hamburgers and hot dogs, I guess they cooked on the grill. Although, the hot dogs didn't seem grilled. Maybe they just boiled them or something. They were just gross. And then they had sodas and what have you, and a DJ, same DJ every year. He plays the same songs every year. Everyone gets up and dances the same songs every year. And for some reason, the big song to dance to is Cotton Eye Joe by Rednecks. Why? I don't know, but it gets the most people up, that's for sure. They just go crazy when it goes on. I don't know. Not my style. I mean, it's a good song, but hell, it's better stuff out there than that. And of course, by the end of the night, all the mommies were up dancing while all the kids were busy swimming. Well, interesting night. Friday it came, and we were supposed to have a practice again, but we called it off. Lots of thunderstorms rolling through, and we went the girls getting hurt, so I had enough of that. And then Saturday and Sunday were busy too, but we won't get to all that boring stuff. Let's play some music instead. What do you say? This next song, which is also from the PodSafe Music Network, and I'm going to tell you about it as soon as my laptop wakes up here. Well, maybe it's not going to wake up. Oh, the joys of live podcasting. Let me tell you. Hang on 1 second here. Oh, now see? You didn't know I had the laptop hooked up. How about that? Getting this stupid thing. La-da-dee-la-dee-da. The next one is by, Adrena Thorpe. How could I forget? She's been played on a lot of podcasts. There's a thing where you can go into... in the PodSafe Music Network and see who's played this artist. Man, I went and clicked on hers, and the list was a page and a half long, I think. Of course, Daily Source Code. What else? Who else has played her? RFL Podcast, whatever that is. Fred's World. I don't know most of these. Love House Radio. One More Thing. The Snap Turtle Podcast. On and on and on and on and on. I picked that one I like. I hope you like it too. This one is called Sorry on the Ordinary Average Guy Podcast.
Sorry, I jumped again. Saw something coming and I blamed you for everything. I'm sorry I pushed you away. Said everything was broken and done. Sorry I didn't see anything but my misery. I'm sorry I doubt again. I wanna open up this time.
That's Adrina Thorpe, and Sorry, courtesy of the PodSafe Music Network. Oh, so interestingly enough, I listen to the Daily Source quite a lot, as I'm sure most of you do. And I guess it was, when was it now? Was it on one of his podcasts while I was on vacation? Or just before he left? I'm not sure. He mentioned something that kind of made a lot of sense to me. And I decided I'm going to kind of take him up on that. And what he talked about was how he needs more Adam Currys. Now, no, fame hasn't gone to my head. I don't think I'm Adam Curry or anything close to him. As I said in the opener, it's more like I'm his illegitimate, stepbrother or something. But what he was talking about in specific was, there's lots of couples podcasts out there. There's lots of, geek podcasts out there. But there's not too many podcasts that introduce you to other podcasts, mostly new podcasts. And that's something that he's done for a long time, and it's kind of odd that, not too many people have done it. Now, I know Scott Fletcher at the Podcheck Weekly Review had tried doing something like that for a while, where he was doing some podcast reviews, and the Dave Weiner Weekly Podcast Pick or something like that. And I don't know if I'm going to try to do it as regularly as he tried, because it didn't work for him. But I figured I'd give it a roll tonight. And I actually have two podcasts I want to talk about. And the way I figured I'd go is I'd pick one podcast that is a familiar podcast to a lot of people, but new to me. And I'd pick another one that is probably new to just about everybody. The Unknown Podcast. So to start with, the first one I picked, which is the one that a lot of people know of, it's one of the top podcasts out there, but I never really listened to, and that is This and That with Jeff and Pat. Now, I've heard a lot about this podcast. Neil has talked to me about it. If you remember my interview with Neil Guy, he talked about it at quite some length, and how much he thought of it and what a good podcast it was. And also in some recent correspondence with Brad from Whole Lot of Nonsense podcast, he was mentioning how he really enjoys it. In fact, I've seen some of his comments on their show blog and stuff. So I said, what the heck? I'll, load it up into iTunes, download it, and, see what we get. Honestly, folks, I wasn't that impressed. I mean, don't get me wrong. It was very well produced. Much better than my podcast is, that's for sure. And I'm sure they spent a lot of time on it. And they seem like nice enough people. But I just kind of got a feeling of smarminess from them. I don't know why. I don't know if it's just because they've gotten popular. Maybe I need to go back and listen to some of their older stuff. I don't know. But I got the feeling that they were better than me. I don't know why. I don't think it was really intentional on their part. But I couldn't get into listening to it. I mean, I really tried. I listened to a good half hour or so of it. And that one podcast was 52 minutes long. In fact, it looks like there's another one that just downloaded that I haven't heard yet. I'll have to try that again. But I don't know. Just couldn't get it. So This and That with Jeff and Pat, we're going to give a mixed review to. Now, the next one, this is the one that you've probably never heard of before. And I can pretty much guarantee that. It's called The Mo Show. And by the way, I'm going to put links for all these in the show block. But The Mo Show is at twistedbutterfly.com. And this is a young girl. Sounds like maybe she's just graduated college. Graphic designer, web artist type thing. And it started out with just her podcast. She wanted to kind of do this. I guess she listened to Dawn and Drew, and she was really getting into it. And she decided she wanted to have her own podcast. But then she introduced her friend. And the two of them started podcasting drunk. And it hooked me, I mean, it's not like they were talking about the most important things in the world by any stretch of the imagination whatsoever. But it was just a kind of insight into the minds of, young 20-somethings, women, which, hey, I'm not a woman. I haven't been 20-something in 20-something years. So it was just really interesting to me. They've put out about six or seven shows, And I've listened to at least bits and pieces of half of them, and I really enjoy it. So, The Mo Show, we give a big thumbs up to. This and That with Jeff and Pat, mixed reviews. Not the worst thing in the world. Maybe it's just not my cup of tea. Obviously, it must be partly me, because it's a very well-received podcast. So, enough of that. What else do I want to talk about? Oh, talking about podcasts, we've gotten, since the last podcast, a ton of viewer all the time. Damn it. This isn't the martini shot. Listener interaction. We've got a ton of posts on the blog, and we got some emails. Got email from James. Let's bring this up here. Hang on here. Just James was his blogger ID. But James is from the band 38 Acres, who we played on last podcast. And he sent a nice, very nice thank you note. And that's always neat when you get thank you notes from the artists. I've gotten several of them. And it's always something that I look forward to. We got more comments from the Pizza Pro. We got more comments from Neil, talking about that wonderful quarterback out in Green Bay, which we won't say anything more about. We got email from, who else? Who else here? Oh, Brad from Whole Lot of Nonsense posted a whole bunch of notes. We got an anonymous one who liked the segues, liked the segue pictures. Anonymous, who are you? At first I thought it was Brad, because right after I got the anonymous one, Brad posted something about the segue, so I thought it was him, but I saw him that night, and he was like, no, it wasn't me. I never post anonymous. So, if you want to stay anonymous, that's cool. I don't have a real big problem with that, but, I wish I knew who you are so I could respond to you and thank you for your comments, because they really do mean a lot to me. Who else do we have? A few more here. I guess that's just about all of them. Oh, one email I just got tonight, right before I came down to the podcast, actually, from a gentleman named David Sexton, who lives in, I'm going to butcher this, I know I am, Airdrie, Scotland, which I immediately went to Google Maps and saw that is just outside of, now, where is it? It's just outside of, not Edinburgh, just outside of Glasgow, I guess. Was that what it was? Yeah. It's like one of the easternmost suburbs of Glasgow. Maybe midway between Glasgow and Edinburgh. And he just sent me, it was a beautiful email. He just wanted to let me know that he picked my podcast randomly from the iTunes list. How bizarre is that? And he loved it, and he subscribed. And he thought it was really interesting to, hear what life is like in New Jersey. And then his P.S., I loved his P.S., P.S., glad to see you're the kind of American who's begun to understand and enjoy football. Soccer. So thank you, David, for your kind words. And thank you, everybody, for your kind words. If you'd like to leave some comments, there's a million ways for you to do it. You can do it through the blog at oagpodcast.blogspot.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 206-6664-BOB. You can send me an email at yourownpersonalgeek@gmail.com. And there's a million other ways on the show blog, too. AOL and Skype and all those good things. Yahoo and what have you. So please do leave some messages. One of the other things. Oh, that was the one thing I left out. And I'm glad I did, because I wanted to leave it for last. I talked before about the promos and stuff and cross promos, and I had done a promo a while back that was played on Fosco and Jack's Kick-Ass podcast. And, I played theirs on mine, and, that was kind of it. I really didn't hear anything from them. They didn't hear anything from me. Well, just the other day, I get an email again from Jack at the Kick-Ass podcast letting me know that they played my podcast again. Not my podcast, my promo. So I was like, oh, that's cool. So I went and downloaded and listened to it. And in true form, after they finished playing the promo, they commented on what a kick-ass song that was. And of course they were talking about that song by Neil Guy, our show opener. So I figured since we didn't use it at the beginning, I'm going to play it at the end. I'm going to play the whole song so you guys can enjoy what a kick-ass song this really is. It's Neil Guy and All the Food is Here, and that's going to be it for this week, or this episode, not this week's. Hopefully there'll be another one before a week. This episode of The Ordinary Average Guy. Until next time, this is Bob Bickler saying, see ya!